Anybody out there breathing? Hallelujah. If you breathe, then you need to make some noise in this house. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the 350th day of the year. Hallelujah. You ought to tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are glad to be in the number. One more time. Anybody glad to be alive? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is another day the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad that he let us be in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. And this is a good day. Hallelujah. If you're breathing, this is a good day. No matter what else coming in the way, in the day, it's a good day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Give glory and honor and praise to God our Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Holy Spirit, our Comforter. Praise God. And to our presider, Elder Bush, and alternate Elder Green, to all the other preachers in the house. To every officer of the house of God. And everybody else coming to the title of layperson. We praise God for you as well. And everybody is somebody. Everybody's precious. Everybody's special. Hallelujah. You're so special, he only made one of you. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm an original. Hallelujah. And you won't find me nowhere else. Glory be to God. That's how special you are. Hallelujah. He even adopted you into his family and made us of royalty. Hallelujah. So we praise God for God being God, hallelujah, and all he continues to be. And that's good, good, good. Hallelujah. He can't do nothing bad. Because he is good. Hallelujah. And his love. So we glorify God the Father and Son who has allowed us to come together. And that we might proclaim his word. Hallelujah. And to encourage. Because we didn't come to bring anything new today. Hallelujah. Just to remind you. Because we oftentimes forget. Hallelujah. So, what time is it?
Good news
time. Good news time. God's word is good news. We are told in the book to preach good tidings. That's good news. Hallelujah. And we come to do what says the Lord. Our text today is found in the book of Ezekiel, 37th chapter, beginning at verse 11, ending in verse 13. Follow me, stand and yield it, spiritual man, physical man, mental man. We cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Speak to their people through this vessel. We yield it so that you can do just that. Hide me behind the cross. And let your son Jesus arise. More of you and less of me. Open the eyes of the people that they will see spiritually. And see past this vessel. And see you. And hear what you say to the church today. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say amen. Are we there? Ezekiel 37:11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your grave and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. 13th verse. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. Tell someone, say, neighbor, your grave is open. Come out. Hallelujah. Your grave is open. You got to come out. All right? We can't wait for the Lord to do everything. God, we've been asking God and praying and asking God and praying and asking God and not doing the other thing. We're not seeking. We're not knocking. We're just praying and asking. And God has already opened up the grave. He's already given you the gift. He's already given you a request. But because you are just waiting, you have missed out on the blessing. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hold you long today. Let's get right into it. As we know from this book, this is the book where this chapter that the Lord had taken Ezekiel out in the spirit and carried him into a large valley. And the valley was full of bones that was dry and very dry. And he had Ezekiel to preach to the dry bones. And he first of all asked them a question. Ezekiel, can these bones live? Some of us have gotten to the point that we find that everything we do or try to do, it just goes to naught. And it's just about ready to us to throw in the towel. I'm talking to somebody in here. And God wants you to know the grave are open. Now, when he was talking here, that was way back in Ezekiel's day. Thousands of years ago. God had moved already when he sent his son, Jesus. Jesus went through what he did so the grave can be opened. And I know the grave was open because Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. What I came to do has been done. He came to save us from our sin. And the sinners in here, you already saved it, you just admit it. Make your confession. The work has already been done. You just got to believe. Well, Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. He doesn't really know, but he knows the Lord knows. Because God knows everything. There's not a place on this earth, no place in all of creation that God does not see and knows everything from the beginning to the end. He knows it all right now. And so God told Ezekiel that these bones represents the house of Israel. He's talking about us. We are the sons of Abraham. All right. By spiritual birth. And some of us have gotten dry bones. Our flesh has fallen from our bones. Life has gotten out of us. We're just marking time. We don't want to do this, and we don't want to do that. I can't do this. I can't do that. with just a bunch of negative people. We talk more doom and gloom than we talk about hope, deliverance, peace, joy, and victory. We'll let one little bad thing ruin the whole day. And some of us hold on to it for years. The grave is open, but you're still in it. And you can't get nothing done in the grave. Say, neighbor, you can't do nothing in the grave. You want things to happen in your life, you got to come out of the grave. You got to come out your doom and your gloom. You choose it every day. How are you going to act that day? The choice is yours. The word has told you, if anybody talk about you, if they revile you, if they persecute you, if they say all manner of evil against you falsely, he has told you to rejoice. But tell you somebody, you can't dance in the grave. You can't rejoice in the grave. You got to come out. For the grave is keeping you bound. The grave of despair has and hopelessness keeping you bound. The grave of pity, your sad song and dance. Instead of talking about the God that's keeping you through that stuff. Hallelujah. The God that's delivering you out of that mess. He's already done it. And so he says to Ezekiel, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, that is, we say. Okay? The day is talking about us. Tell somebody he's talking about me and you. They say our bones are dry. Can't you hear yourself talking? As you describe your day, as you describe what's going on around you, about you, within you, you are saying that it ain't no hope. There ain't no use. I'm just going to give up too. Cause so-and-so quit. Ain't fair for me to keep on doing it. Tell somebody it ain't about you being about it being fair. It wasn't fair for Jesus to die for our sin. Tell somebody, but he did. He didn't have to, but he did it anyway. Our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. Ain't no hope for me. That's why people get depressed now this time of year. I didn't get nothing that last year. I ain't getting nothing the year before. Ain't gonna need me staying around this year. Cause I ain't got nothing coming this year either. Well, you living, aren't you? Amen. That ought to be gift enough. You made it from last 3 years through this year. You can make it through this or two. We are cut off. I can't do nothing. They won't let me do this. They won't let me do that. They won't. What about you? The word that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Yeah. And no weapon. Tell somebody, no weapon. Not any kind of weapon. Weapon that's formed, weapon that's not formed, weapon that come, weapon that don't pass, no weapon. That's formed against us shall prosper. Now, he didn't say they wouldn't be made. That's what it said. That's formed. That means they are going to be made. But that they're wasting their time. Now, for some of you, they ain't wasting the time. Because it gets you in your gut. And cause you to throw in the towel. But if you are spiritually minded, if you are holy, because the word says, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power. Anybody here got the Holy Ghost? Then you got power. I hope it's lost and we're cut off from our parts. I wish somebody in here ought to know that they're not cut off. We are connected. And we're connected by the blood of Jesus, the love of God. We are connected by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. So therefore, he says, prophesy and say to them, thus said the Lord God, behold, look here. Oh, my people. Now he ain't talking to you if you're not his people. He's talking to his people. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sin, and heal the land. If you humble yourself, if you will pray and seek his face, oh, the grave will be open. The land will be healed. Your sins will be forgiven. If but you got to get out of the grave. To us, some of us, the grave has gotten comfortable. We don't want to get up in the morning. We need to be out witnessing, but I can't get up today. I'm tired. And the Lord knows my heart. Yeah, he also knows you don't want to go nowhere. And he told you to go, and we send him. Anybody send him in the well lately? He's trying to tell you to go, and you sending him. Say, neighbor, God doesn't need to be sent anywhere because you're already there. So he says unto them, prophesy and say unto them, God, behold, O my people, I will open the grave. I will. But we ought to tell you he's already done it now. All right? A will is in the future tense. That was thousands of years ago. He's already done that. All right. He's already made a way for you to have what you need to have. And call you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. I'm going to bring you to your promise. Every promise I gave you in the book. Hallelujah, I'm bringing you in it. Man, your grave is open. All the promises in the book are yours. You just got to know how to possess it. Hallelujah. You got to go and possess the land. You got to be like they told Israel, go and search the land out. And see, is it all I told you to be? Now, we already seen him work. And you seen him bless other people. Well, he's blessing you also. You just got to realize it and grab hold of your blessing. You got to be willing to go through some things in order to get to your blessing. Glory be to God. You can't just stay home, but you got to go in search of the blessing. And he said, I'm going to call you to come out of your grave, and I'm going to take you to the land that I promised you. Yeah, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your grave, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave. He's opened the grave, and he's brought you up out of your grave. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yes, he is. And ye shall put, and he said, and shall put my spirit in you. I'm going to give you back life. You may have died spiritually, but it ain't hopeless. I give you back your life. Hallelujah, the grave is open. I remember after Jesus was being here on this land, preaching and teaching. He had a friend called Lazarus that got sick while Jesus was out of town. And he died before Jesus came back to town. He was in the grave for long days. And then they didn't embalm him, so the decay set in. Hallelujah. And I hear now Martha and Mary, they complain to Jesus. Master, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. But Jesus said, show me where you laid him. Glory be to God. And she said, Master, he's been dead 4 days, and by now he stinks. Hallelujah. Your situation may stink. Hallelujah. In your nostrils. And you are afraid to bother with it because you don't disturb the stink. You want to dispel the stink that's causing in your life. Glory be to God. But Jesus, hallelujah, can deal with your stink. Jesus can fix the situation for you. And that stinking part of your life, God can renew it. Because he can do everything but fail. And I heard Jesus said, hallelujah, didn't I tell you you'll see him again? Glory be to God. And they say, yeah, at the resurrection and the last day. But Jesus wanted to know, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Show me where you laid him. And I heard when he got there, I heard him say, the grave was a cave. Hallelujah. With a stone rolled on the gate. They opened another grave. And Jesus cried out. Hallelujah. After told him, roll back the stone. The grave is now open. And Jesus said, Lazarus. Ah, the words, they said it with a loud voice. Lazarus! Sometimes we're scared to call Jesus, but call him with a loud voice. Jesus! Be like the blind man that is sitting on the way. And it said, hush, don't bother the master. Hallelujah, but Jesus, hallelujah, was still there. And the blind man called out, even the loudest, Jesus! Hallelujah. Jesus! Thou son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus cried out with a loud voice. You see, he's dead. He needs to be broken up. You got to hear. And you got to cry loud to your dead situation. Hallelujah. I won't have you. God didn't give me that spirit. I won't accept it. Hallelujah. In this temple of the living God. For I'm here by his Christ. I'm delivered by his word. Glory be to God. And now, Lazarus, he said, come forth. Hallelujah. And Lazarus came forth. Hallelujah. He moved some kind of way because he was bound hand in foot. Glory be to God. So he kept on inch by inch moving toward the door of the grave. You got to move out of your old place and move toward the grave. Glory be to God. The open of the grave. Because you want to come out. You can't come out laying in the grave. You can't come out saying I can't move. I'm bound hand and foot. Somebody said I can't do it. I don't have this. I don't have that. But you got Jesus. And you sang the song. Jesus is all I need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And by that time, Lazarus was at the open of the grave. Hallelujah. He came out. Hallelujah. And the word said he had a napkin about his face. And he was bound hand and foot. And I heard Jesus said, come out. Then he came out. Now he's come out. He said, loose him. Glory to God. Somebody, right now, your situation, you've been loose. You've been loose. God said, I'd have to open your grave. You need to come out your despair. Come out your dilemma. Stop excusing this. Stop excusing that. And say, like Philippians 4:13, I can. Can you finish it up? I can. I wish I had two people to say, I can do all things. My grave is open. No more chain. Holy name. You see, I know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm free to praise God. I'm free to lift him up. I'm free to live holy. I'm free to do the right thing. I'm free to hold on to my faith. The grave is open. And it's open for eternity. Hallelujah. Nothing else can bound you. Nothing else to cause you to be in despair. Why are we worrying about things that we can't handle? Why are we worried about things that God has already done? You just got to believe it. He's already opened your grave. He also has loosed you the hold that the world or the enemy has on you. He has loosed that. So no word that anybody say against you should hurt you. Now, if you weren't still in the world, they're going to hurt you. Okay. But if you're saved like you say you're saved, you've been released to believe the word of God. And the word of God has given you the authority to don't allow your heart be troubled. What's that saying? It's saying that it only can get troubled when you allow it to. Nothing anybody say, nothing anybody do, can hurt you except you allow it to do so. And so that means that if it's happening to you, you want it to happen. Some people get make their day by talking about all the bad stuff. And if you keep addressing the bad, it's just going to get worse. Thought out, I can't do this. Next time, it's two things you can't do. Then it's four. And then eight. And 16. 32. 64. 128. 256. And the things just go on and on and on. And here you are, but now an unprofitable servant. Nothing ever good seemed to happen to you because all you've been doing is majoring in the bad. Focus on the positives. Because they are all about God. The negatives is all about the devil. Don't give him the pleasure. See, if it comes your way, God said it's good for you. Because he is not going to allow it to come on you if you're not ready to handle it. And we know that all things. I wish I had about three people tell somebody, two more people, I know what all things is working for my good. Whatever it is, it's for my good. All things, the good and the bad. All things working for my good. So you can't do nothing but bless me. Whatever you try to do to me, you bless me. I'm going to receive it as a blessing because my grave is open. No thing is bounding me any longer. I'm free to give him thanks for everything. Hallelujah. That's your release. Don't worry about what somebody's going to say about it. Don't worry about it. You worry about what God's going to say if you don't do it. And I got to quit. But remember, your grave is open. You got to come out of it. Nothing happened with Lazarus till he came out of the grave. Right. He stayed bound till he came out of the grave. As he came out, then Jesus said, loose him. They had to take him, the bandages from around him, because he was wrapped up like a mummy. Hallelujah. All things are working together for good. Keep that in mind. Say it every day when you wake up. Anything happening today, it's going to be for my good. And I will receive it for my good. Because the enemy may mean it for my bad. But God's going to make it for my good. Because he already said in his word that it is working for my good. So it can happen otherwise because his word is not going to go out and return void. Whatever he says, he shall surely bring the path. Because your grave is open and you can receive every blessing. And he's also have brought you into the land of promise. That is, he's brought you out of your miseries that you could be in, and to a place where you don't have no miseries that you need to complain about. Because whatever it is for God's glory. And the way you respond will determine whether God gets the glory or the devil gets it. If God gets the glory, you've done well. If you got the glory, the devil got it. Okay. So don't make things all about you. It's about him. And what are you willing to do for him? as Christ suffered in the flesh, prepare yourself to do likewise. It's going to happen because of his word. God bless you. Keep this in mind. No need for no doom and gloom during this holiday season. If you're living, that's present enough. God bless you. Gospel invitations extended to whosoever will. You may come. You've been removed from the grave that caused you to be dead and that sin. And you've been released to eternal life by committing yourself and your life to him. Recognizing that he is Lord and you are accepting him as Lord in your life. Confess your sin. Believe in Jesus. Salvation is yours. If you are without church and need the church, now's your time to come. If you are in any other problem that you need the Lord to handle for you, now's your time to come. The JL singers are singing.
You died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me. I'm so glad you rose for me. Sweet Jesus. Jesus, sweet, sweet Jesus, Jesus, I'm so glad you died for me. So glad you shed your blood for me. So glad you rose for little me. Sweet Jesus. Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, help me sing. Hallelujah. Jesus, the precious name. Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus, how he loved me. I will never know how he cared for me. precious name of how he loves.